Hi there, and welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Bree. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here this weekend. Joining me this segment via Zoom, we have health and CBD wellness expert, Rena Greenberg. Good morning, Rena.
Good morning, Brianna.
Thank you so much for joining us here as we look at issues that affect us here at home and our communities and across the nation. Today, we're going to get into the topic of what is the difference between hemp, CBD, and THC. Of course, you're an expert on this, so we'll talk about that. But first, tell us a little about yourself and your background.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I've been doing health and wellness now for over 30 years. What happened for me was I got sick at a very young age. I basically was living in New York City, just lost all my energy. Nobody, no doctor, you know, started pounding the pavement like so many people do. No doctor could figure out what's wrong with me. Ended up to be a problem in my heart. I basically had a heart attack at the age of 26. And from that point on, my life has been just devoted to finding health, you know, my own mental, physical, emotional health, and then helping others too. And I've been so blessed. I've been able to work with over 100,000 people in hospitals, over 75 hospitals throughout the country.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you're spreading the knowledge because obviously health is the number one thing in life, most important. So what are the differences between hemp, CBD, and THC? Like what's the difference and why is this important to know the difference?
Yeah, thanks. It's such a great question. So THC, you know, it all comes from the cannabis plant. And what cannabis is most known for is marijuana, and nowadays, you know, medical marijuana. So THC is the component, the part of the plant that does have a psychoactive effect. So it does get you high. But also there's been a lot of research over the years about the medicinal benefits of THC. The benefit of CBD is that it's actually been researched and studied and has been known for so many medicinal benefits. For example, reducing inflammation, helping with controlling pain, helping people to sleep, reducing anxiety. In the case of myself, I've used it for glaucoma, balancing out hormones. So there's so much research about how CBD can be helpful. And the wonderful benefit of CBD is that it doesn't get you high. It doesn't have a psychoactive aspect to it. And finally, you asked about hemp. Hemp can be the most confusing of the three because all CBD is hemp, but not all hemp is CBD. So when you hear the word hemp, it could mean CBD, but it very well may just be plain hemp seed oil, which is a healthy oil, but it does not have the medicinal value of CBD because it doesn't have the cannabinoids.
Got it. Very interesting. Yeah, that's, you know, I don't even think about these things. And that was a great explanation. So thank you for explaining that. Do you need a prescription for therapeutic, you know, grade CBD for people that don't know, like, you know, what is the difference between like the grocery store CBD or online products that you're buying and, you know, what you buy from a dispensary?
Right. Great question. So Brianna, that's the wonderful thing. You don't need to get a card to get CBD. You don't need to even go through a doctor. Now that's the difference when it comes to medical marijuana. You do need to get your medical marijuana license, which is available now in more and more states here in the United States. But with CBD, you can get it anywhere. Though that has its pros and cons because as you sort of alluded to, because you can get it anywhere, a lot of times you have no idea what you're getting. And you don't know the quality. You don't know if it's real CBD. Is it just hemp seed oil? Is it, you know, snake oil? We don't know. And so that's why I actually wrote my book, CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking. And I'm offering it free for a limited time because I wanted to answer these questions for consumers so that they don't get ripped off. So they really know how to shop for CBD and what to look for.
Right. So like what words should you be looking for on the label, like of high quality CBD products?
Few things. Number one, if you're looking for medicinal CBD, you want to look for and make sure that it's full spectrum CBD. And you don't want a CBD distillate. The reason why, if you see the word distillate on a label, what that means is that there was an extra chemical process that the plant has been put through, and that is completely unnecessary. Distillation is only required when the bulk hemp from the field is inferior. So when it's inferior hemp, then we need the distillation. So in general, you want to look for a label that doesn't say distillation and full spectrum, because full spectrum means the whole plant with all the cannabinoids and all the terpenes. And what that does is it gives the entourage effect, meaning that the whole plant is working together to help the body to heal itself, to work on the body's own endocannabinoid system. So the first thing you want to look for on a label is that it's full spectrum. You also want to look for, and in the book, I talk more about that. I really explain what that means. QR code. A label should have a QR code that takes the consumer directly to a third-party test, a certificate of analysis that proves that what is reported on the label in terms of the potency of the CBD is exactly what a third-party laboratory has tested and confirmed is in the CBD. And finally, you want to make sure that the CBD is USDA certified organic, or at least organically grown in the United States, in a state where they have strict farming regulation, such as Colorado.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. You know, should you actually be talking to your doctor about using CBD? Like, you know, what questions should you be asking?
Yeah, well, you've been asking a lot of great questions. And so a simple question would be, well, Rena, why is it that important to have it USDA certified organic or organically grown? One thing we want to know about that and really understand about the hemp plant, the cannabis plant, is it is extremely porous, meaning that it actually absorbs everything in the soil and in the environment. So if there's a lot of nutrients in the soil, that's great. It's going to absorb those nutrients. But if there's any toxins at all, metals, pesticides, that's going to be absorbed in the plant. Hemp is so good at absorbing that actually there was a nuclear explosion in Chernobyl in the Ukraine back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. They actually planted hemp at the site of this explosion because it absorbed all those metals and all those toxins out of the ground. Yeah, so that it would be suitable for habitat and agriculture going forward. But that's pretty scary if you think that you might be ingesting hemp that has those kind of impurities in it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Crazy. Well, how do you know fake CBD from the real thing?
Well, there's a few things to look for. Number one, you should be able to go to the manufacturer's website and you should be able to find authentic third-party testing. So you want to be able to look up a laboratory that has the third-party certificate and make sure that it is an ISO accredited laboratory. And that information should all be on the manufacturer's website. You want to look and see again where the bulk hemp was grown. The number one thing that I see where consumers don't realize, they'll see, let's say on a label, it says zero THC and they think, great, because I don't want to get high. But what they may not realize is most likely then it's isolate. And an isolate, research is really showing that the medical benefits of isolate are very short-lived, because an isolate is just a chemical compound taken from the plant, exactly as it sounds. It's an isolated part of the plant. And the worst part is the FDA actually has cautioned people to be careful. A lot of the CBD that's isolate is actually synthetic. It's not even it's just manufactured in a laboratory.
Right. Very interesting. Well, thank you for that. And I do have another question, it's related, but for animals, do you have any information? I know somebody personally with a dog that is disabled and the dog can't walk on its hind legs. So is there a good CBD out there? What can you recommend for people with, you know, disabled animals or their animals that are sick? You know, do you have any recommendations for that?
Oh yeah. On my website, renasorganic.com is where I have my free book, CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking. And I have a lot of information there about pets. But what I want to share with you today that's really interesting is that animals have an endocannabinoid system just like humans. And what this means is that we and animals also, we have receptor cells throughout the body. And that's why CBD, oftentimes people say, how can it help with so many things? Because these receptor cells are throughout the human body, throughout for horses, dogs, cats. And so when you take CBD, which is a plant cannabinoid, it's actually like the key that fits into the receptor cells as if they were locks, and helps to activate the endocannabinoid system in the body and help to promote healing. And it works on so many systems, which is why it can affect how we think, how we sleep, how we eat. And it's a wonderful news. It's the same for pets. So one thing you want to make sure is, because animals are so sensitive, you don't want to start with too high of a potency. Start small and make sure your CBD does not have a lot of really any flavors, chemicals, additives. You want it to be as pure as possible.
Okay, great. Yeah, definitely. I really appreciate that. Well, thank you so much for joining us. If you're just joining us this morning, we have on with us on Conversations via Zoom, CBD wellness expert, Rena Greenberg. We've been talking about the differences between CBD, hemp, THC, the benefits of it. And she has a book out as well, a free book for a limited time. It's called CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking. Rena, please tell us a little bit more about where we can find more information on this topic and more information about yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much. So at renasorganic.com, you can go there and right away just download the book. As you said, Rihanna, for a limited time, I want to get this information out there because it broke my heart to hear from so many people that had tried CBD, had bought CBD, and just didn't get the results that they had been hoping for. And with so many people suffering and in pain, there's so much information in the book that can help, you know, all of you to, you know, turn your life around. So that's at renasorganic.com.
Awesome. Rena, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Brianna.
Really appreciate it. Conversations is a public affairs program of this station.